I want you to do a small exercise for me. Take out a piece of paper and a pen, or just your notes app on your phone, and write down what your ideal day would look like. Now, if you realize, I'm not asking you to write down your perfect day, I'm asking you to write down your ideal day. And I'm asking you to do this because in writing this down, you might actually unlock the secret to setting the right goal for yourself. Let me explain. Welcome to Take a Pause with me, Varun Dugirala. A podcast for you to hit pause amidst the chaos, find motivation, build the right mindset, and prepare yourself to perform at your best in your work, life, and everything in between. One of the things that I'm super passionate about is my fitness. And nutrition plays a key part in that. And that keeps me on the lookout for clean sources, especially protein. And it's awesome when a source of protein, which I really love using, comes on as a brand partner. And that brand partner is Cosmix. Cosmix creates clean supplements through the power of superfoods and high-quality herbs straight from the farm into your jar. No preservatives, no BS. From their no-nonsense plant protein, I'm a huge fan of the cocoa beet flavor, to dairy nourishment for your skin, hair, and gut, Cosmix is a brand that I actually love to make a part of my daily nutritional regime. And as an exclusive for all Take a Pause listeners, you can use the code VARUN, that's V-A-R-U-N, to get an exclusive 10% off on all the awesomeness that Cosmix delivers. Make sure you go to the link in the show notes to get access to this special offer only for Take a Pause listeners. Now, on to today's episode. Today I want to talk to you about visualizing your ideal day. Now, let's first understand our brains, right? A specific part of our brain, it's called the reticular activating system. It's that one part of our brain that filters all the information that enters our brain and decides what to retain. So the more you feed it the right kind of visuals, the more it retains it, because you know it sees that, you know, that you value it, that, and you know, it depends on you in many ways. You're training your brain to think about what it should retain, what it shouldn't. And why is this important? Because oftentimes we give ourselves goals, right? You know, we want to hit a certain number in terms of the money in our account, house, car, the kind of phone we have. You know, we have all these goals for things and spaces. But if you look at it, you work through your life to achieve something. Right? The standard line which we all have saying, I want to work till a certain age so I can retire and live the life I want to lead. So my question is, what does that life look like? Think about a day. Imagine you can live that life today. What would your morning be like? What would your afternoon? What would your evening look like? If you actually put it on paper, it tells you what's really important to you. Many of the things you might feel that you might need to gain or might need to acquire might not even feature in this, right? And putting this down also helps you kind of map out the building blocks of your ideal day, right? You can think of the routines that really matter to you. You can think of the practices that really matter to you. You can move towards making every day your ideal day, because, you know, you're adding those elements in. Like for me, it's really been my mornings and my nights now are in many ways ideal, because I've spent time over the last couple of years really making sure that my mornings are exactly what I want them to be. Now, what I would want them to be forever, or rather, however long I'm here. The same thing goes for my nights. Most nights are exactly what I want them to be. I'm recording this at night. This is one of the perfect parts of my night. You know, my house is asleep and I'm sitting and recording this it's part of the ideal day in my head. So instead of going after large goals, if you actually sit down and say, let me work towards my ideal day, work towards that day that will keep me satisfied, keep me happy, what I actually want to do after I achieve, you know, that big paycheck, that retirement fund getting ready, you know, and on all the other stuff there, right? All you want is to have a great day, is to have the ideal day. So think about that. Put this down on a piece of paper and it might just give you clarity. It might also evolve though. Over time, we all add more things to it and change stuff around. That's fine. What is ideal today is not ideal tomorrow, but it somehow feels nicer as a goal to look forward to a day rather than look forward to a thing. I want to know, what do you think of this? Do you think visualizing a day makes more sense, makes you feel nicer than having to visualize a paycheck or a payday? Let me know what you think. Thank you so much for listening in to Take a Pause with me, Varun Dugirala. Hit subscribe and tune in for a bite-sized episode every Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Plus, our twice a month deep dive chat episodes with some truly interesting people. To be a part of my early draft community, subscribe to my newsletter or follow me at @VarunDugi across Instagram, YouTube and all other social platforms. Now, get back into the chaos and I'll see you in a couple of days.